up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome, everybody, to another scintillating episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we talk TV, movies, and have some fun along the way, of course. Today, we got Bryan Singer looking for work. We got Tarantino Boldy going where no man has gone before. DC, where they're still a freaking mess. And we got Disney scrounging around for loose change and under the couch cushion here. They're making a big purchase. We'll get into all that, of course, and more. Let me first introduce our co-hosts, of course, starting with our technical producer, the man behind the man, if you will, the man beast himself, the head of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast, Mike Rose.
What's up?
Wow, that's a nice little early 2000 reference. he got, of course, as always, straight from Houston, Jon Snow's biggest fan, the soon to be losing his fantasy football journey in the next couple weeks.
You wish.
Chewy himself. How you doing, my brother?
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yes.
Look at that. Enjoying my pseudo-white Christmas.
Yes. Oh, that's right. It's snowing up there, I heard, right?
Yeah, we got some snow, man. Incredible. Again.
Cut up.
Well, you're not going to hear those words come out of me or Mike's mouth down here, man. Anytime soon, anyway. But, hey, good for you. a lot to talk about. It's actually a pretty good week. Last couple weeks anyway, and but let's start with the best. Yeah, we're gonna go, you know, I guess the elephant in the room, if you will. We are approximately 5 days away from the Super Bowl. Of course, this is the release of Star Wars The Last Jedi, the movie we've all been waiting for the past 2 years. The excitement is brewing. They're actually going to screen it tonight, so probably in the middle of the night tomorrow morning we'll probably get some of the early reactions, tweets or whatever. I'm not sure if there's an embargo or not. Well, we get to hear how good, hopefully, it's supposed to be, how good it is. I'm jacked. I know, Mike. How jacked are you, man?
I'm jacked.
Yeah? Chewy?
Yep.
1 to 10.
Damn right, dude.
What's the excitement level, man?
20.
Wow.
Not bad. I'll price is right, right you and go 21. I'm super Dale. Excited. I'm super excited because I mean, I can't wait for this thing to drop, man. I mean, is there anything better in a movie going experience anyway? When you're sitting down, the release of a Star Wars movie, and that Lucasfilm just pops up, followed by, of course, the familiar John Williams score. Nothing gets the juices flowing better than that in terms of movies is concerned. I can't wait. I know we made some bold predictions. And I was trying to remember what they were, man. I think mine, I had Ray going bad or something. Chewie had someone dying, didn't he? Luke dying or something?
Yeah, I think so. I'll have to go back to that episode.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. Of course, it's not going to happen. I've actually avoided all the 3 million TV spots, of course, the marketing machines in full effect. So I haven't seen much but the last trailer there, you know, a few months ago, whatever it was. Have you guys seen anything else on that? Like, have you guys been keeping away or you guys couldn't help yourselves?
I'm staying away.
Well, I've been watching whatever commercials, but I mean, it's just a 30-second spot, nothing, no big deal.
And they're showing more footage?
Not really.
I heard some things and whatever. I don't know whatever it is, but I've heard some things kind of talked about.
That.
I am too. I don't want to know anything. I mean, I'm curious to see as far as the reactions, which we'll know, like I said, tonight. Some lucky folks out there in California, the ambassadors. Getting
amongst the
look
fire.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're, you know, parting up.
Dodging jealous the sparks.
Jealous as can be. But hopefully, I'm excited. I hope we're going to do a show. I know, two of you watching it when? You said, what, next Monday?
Probably Monday next week, yeah. Or next Monday, whenever. The following weekend, so.
Okay, we'll have to figure out. We'll do obviously a spoilerific session, particularly on Star Wars alone, breaking every little bit down, theorizing for episode 9 and so forth. So I can't wait. So that's going to be a big show next week, probably Monday or Tuesday of next week anyway. I'll give everybody a chance to go see it, so we jump into spoilers after the fact. But let's get into the other stuff. And now that that's out of the way, obviously we'll get into that next week. But let's start with the bad again. This is the what the fudge section, of course. And Mike, you alluded to it earlier. You know, DC here in DC just, they can't keep away from the news for whatever reason. You know, we knew things were a mess, and obviously, I mean, we didn't expect things to turn around overnight, obviously, but, you know, the whole thing with Justice League and its lack of luster on the financial side, anyway, box office, obviously has sparked a lot of changes. I think they announced recently, John Berg, who was heading the DC film, whatever, he's been canned or whatever, no big surprise, or he's been moved to producing duties or whatever that means. Basically, he got canned. I think Jeff Johns, who was one of the main guys there, he's downgraded to a quote-unquote advisor consulting role only. And they're thinking of talking about shifting the whole DC, I guess, studios, whatever, and bringing it directly under the Warner Brothers movie instead of keeping like what Marvel does. Disney has like the Marvel Studios. They're trying to bring that back under the Warner Brothers umbrella and all that and do away with the DC label, I guess, if you will. Things that they've been talking about. And you also get Margot Robbie talking about 4 Harley Quinn projects as if we need even one of them. Why are we getting 4 more? I don't know, whatever. I mean, her quotes were, you know, they're working on one specifically, but there's 4 projects out there. We got Ben Affleck, of course. He still can't decide what the hell is going on. Apparently, he might be in, I guess, his final appearance is going to be in Flashpoint. What's been talked about. So maybe they're going to reboot this whole thing with that, I guess. I don't know. Mike, sort this out, man. What are you thinking here, hearing all this stuff?
I'll tell you this. Okay, like Harley Quinn is like one of these characters that was created for Batman the Animated Series. So it's like, come on, you know?
I mean, she's popular, don't get me wrong.
But that doesn't make it right.
No, I mean, the cosplay after Suicide Squad was crazy. The Oscar-winning Suicide Squad was crazy.
I'm just always happy to see all those fat Harley Quinns.
I guess a whole lot of Harley Quinns that should not be Harley Quinn. But it's like, I mean, you figure that. I heard they said January they're supposed to say announce stuff. I don't know. Shazam. They just cast one of the kids from the movie into Shazam. So I guess they're gonna move forward with that. And Harley Quinn, I guess. I don't even know. And I don't hear anything about a reboot or restarting or anything to that effect, aside from just behind the scenes stuff with people being shifted around, which we knew people were gonna get fired. That was obvious. Right. Not to mention there was a story where I think the CEO, CFO, whatever, the guy who mandated the 2-hour limit on Justice League to begin with, I guess there was a story that broke out. I think it was a Hollywood Reporter variety. I don't remember which one it was, but they talked about how some of the reasons behind the release of Justice League and why they kept the date as it was is because I guess there's a merger pending with AT&T and Warner Brothers, and they didn't want to rock the boat and they wanted to look good going into 2018. So they figured Justice League was going to boost up the numbers. And it was said that I guess the reason why the main guy released the movie this year is because it was going to influence his bonus. This year.
He ain't gotta worry about his bonus anymore.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. I mean, I get it. I mean, if I'm in his shoes, I can make an extra couple $1 million. I guess. I mean, it's hard to greed is good. I guess I'm what to say.
I had also read that they had actually screened the Zack Snyder version. So I read the story as far as when they first screened that version, and they just ripped it to shreds. And they brought in Whedon to try to fix it, to reshoot, but they brought him in to try to fix this mess, and obviously it didn't work.
Well, which is what we thought. I mean, I've heard as far as
it was a good movie, though, man.
But it was a lot worse. Because they had seen it and they just said no. I mean, they didn't even screen. The executive saw it and they said this is not working. You know, whatever Zack Snyder was doing isn't working.
I think part of the problem is executives, right? these guys don't make movies. I mean, they're just morons. They're money guys. It's they should stay out of the business. That's just how I feel about it. Anyway.
I mean,
no, these are smart cats, man. You don't get the head really of Universal though? And Warner Brothers by accident, by inherited because your dad was. You know, you know what you're doing. And these companies are making money.
They're making money. And listen, I think Warner Bros. Just hit $4 billion for the third or fourth year in a row, which hasn't been done before.
So you don't do that by accident.
And they make good movies. It's not like they make really good movies all the time. It's just, you know, this is just like an isolated thing with DC. They just can't get their act together. But yeah, I've heard, even though all these stories surfacing now last week or so, we heard stories about how as soon as Batman v Superman, it you know, didn't hit well with the fans or the critics.
Mm-hmm.
That half the executives wanted Snyder out, half didn't, half wanted to change the tone, half didn't. They just didn't know what was going on. They couldn't come to grips with how to proceed with this universe or what have you. Obviously, and we saw that with changing tones in Suicide Squad and, you know, issues with obviously Justice League and all that.
I guess that's why Jeff Johns had to go, right? I mean,
well, he didn't get. I mean, he's just a consultant. And Jeff Johns was brought in after. But Batman v Superman. He was brought in after the fact. So he wasn't part of the fiasco that was Batman v Superman or everything went down. And like I said, people just didn't want Snyder, which is what I said from the beginning. I said that when I reviewed Batman v Superman, I wish he hadn't even wasn't going to attempt to make Justice League. But obviously they said, whatever, let's roll with it. And they did. They rushed it. Obviously, we talked about this. But they just didn't know what the hell was going on. And it seems like they still don't know what's going on. I mean, I assume they're going to hire someone to spearhead this you know, universe, I guess. And we'll find out who that is next month or whatever the case is. I hope it's someone, a movie guy. If Johns, he's a writer, he's not a movie guy. He writes comic books and he knows the source material. He's a good guy to talk to and say, listen, what kind of stories we want to do. But as far as making movies, that's not what he does. Any more than executives do. But executives obviously have to make the decisions, supposedly. So we'll see. I still don't know what the hell's happening. We don't know what's happening. And the whole thing with Matt Reeves, and they should just use that to reboot this whole thing, start over. I don't know if they're going to do that or not, because we talked about Aquaman being released, and we got Wonder Woman coming out, of course, obviously. That's the only thing that's really worked, you know, consistently. So we'll see. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. I mean, it's just all there is to it. I said it sucks for all of us who have to, you know. Like I said, not that Justice League was bad, but this should have been amazing, right? I mean, let's face it. I thought it was
pretty good. I mean, like it was good. It was fine. It was fine. Better. Everything could be better.
I mean, it was fine. It just wasn't. No, Justice League should be just you. People like probably already forgot about the movie. It's not as memorable as, you know, a great movie should be ultimately. And I think right now it's like a $576 million, and we don't want to compare Marvel and all that, but I mean, like the Avengers. I mean, in the same time frame, earned close to $1 billion already, as opposed to this movie is only at 500. It's a huge difference, and I'm sure the executives were thinking this is going to make Avengers kind of money. We all did, I thought anyway, going into it. So, but it did, a couple of things. I know for you guys heard about Kevin Smith. He did a podcast or something on
Batman on Batman.
Yeah, they talked about. I guess he I talked to
I
people
can't
who.
Stand that dude.
I like Kevin Smith.
I love Kevin Smith, man.
Yeah, he's great. But I guess he talked to people. Who saw the Zack Snyder cut?
Yeah. Actually, I listened to that podcast.
Yeah, you saw. You heard it. Yeah.
This is after obviously the embargo had lifted in because they couldn't talk about it until after the movie. But yeah, he'd ask people in the audience questions, and there was a couple of people who had seen a couple of versions and kind of threw them some of the details on the differences between, you know, what they saw and obviously what was released just recently.
Yeah, I think obviously with the whole thing, from what I heard, some of the things were like obviously more backstories of Cyborg, which we knew they had cut and Flash and whatever. Yeah. But I think they mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, Chewie, they talked about the whole Superman angle. Because I figured they redid the whole thing with Superman. I guess the original plan, they confirmed there was the black suit, that they had film footage with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big storyline. I think they're going to use if you guys remember Man of Steel, the Cortex, where they kept all the, you know, DNA, whatever, of the Kryptonians.
The Codex.
Codex. Yeah. The Codex. You're right. And they're going to use that to revive Superman. It was a race between them reviving him or Steppenwolf reviving him. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I think he went evil. I think Steppenwolf got to him first and whatever. So it seems like it was a lot busier movie. A lot more in there. I mean, like I said, people, like you said, Chewie didn't like it. Maybe some did. I don't know. We're never going to know. You know, all these petitions out there, people want to see the cut. It ain't going to happen, obviously. People take it over. You know, they may do the deleted scenes and the Blu-ray comes out and we'll see that, I guess. But I don't think we're going to get the same two-hour version we've always had, because it's at this point, I don't think they even should. If they release that uncut version or whatever, the Zack Snyder cut, and it ends up being great, people are gonna get pissed because that's the version. That
no, well, should,
I mean, it's a space. It's just, people lose even more jobs. Why didn't you release it? And it, whatever, it's a disaster. It's no win. It's no win for them. No win at all.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying,
the only win for them is to use that to generate some additional money.
Yeah, but how much more? I mean,
disaster. That's about it.
But then you ruined the goodwill because here, you know, they had Batman Superman. They released the cut, which people thought most people would agree it was a better cut than the theatrical version.
Yeah, and if, by far.
And if, yeah, and if they do it again, they just lose more credibility. They lose more goodwill. People are like, well, why don't watch it? Wait for it to come out later, the real version, and watch it later. So it only hurts the goodwill to do that. I don't think we're ever going to see that cut, so that's just how it goes. But we'll see. We'll obviously, just, I'm sure DC will be in the news for the next 2 or 3 months. We'll be talking to death about them, so it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears here. We got we talked about this last week, man, and essentially I think the story died down and it's back up again. And I think it looks like it's it's going to occur is that the purchase from Disney to buy the properties from Fox for a mere $60 billion. The nice hefty.
Oh, hold on, I think I got some of that in here. Hold
yeah,
on.
You got hey, someone changing the
account. He's checking it.
I got it.
Check the pockets, man.
Anybody's reaching for the wallet. Well, I know, right. I got it. You know, but this.
I got this.
Disney's got big pockets, man. Jesus Christ. Yep. I mean, it's Disney. Big surprise. But $60 billion more. I think from what I heard, it's not obvious.
I mean, awesome. It makes the Lucas film purchase look cheap.
Oh, I know. They got a discount. It was a Black Friday sale, $4 billion.
For real, man. I mean, $4 billion.
And they'll make more money off Star Wars than they will any of those properties on Fox.
Probably.
I would assume so. I mean, I don't know. Whatever, but... you know, and I think Comcast is still in play, but I don't know if they're going to make $60 billion. I mean, that's a big number. And it's not the buying Fox, they're just buying the rights to these properties, mm-hmm. with the aliens and all the Marvel stuff, Deadpool, X-Men, blah, 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 apes and Avatar and all that stuff. And like I said, man, I said it then. I'm sticking to the guns now, man. I don't think this is good, man. I mean, Chewy, start with. I mean, what do you think about what? Is this good? I mean, like I said, am I reacting by thinking this is not a good movie?
Well, I think so, man. I mean, obviously, they're, you know, regardless of how you feel about Disney, at the end of the day, they're gonna make, you know, decisions about these properties to make money out of it, whether it's rated R, PG-13, or rated G, whatever. They're not going to screw things. They're not spending $60 billion to screw it up and not make $120 billion off of it, you know? And
hold
so
on,
they'll keep whatever. They know what works and what doesn't work, and hopefully we'll make it better because obviously some of these properties are a little long on the tooth and haven't had very successful runs recently.
Agreed. I know you're right. From that standpoint, yeah, you're right. You know, obviously, you know, that they, this is why they have $60 billion laying on the couch by Fox. I mean, let's be honest. Mike, your thoughts on this? Like, again, like, what's your gut telling you?
I think it's a bad thing in a way. I don't know. I mean, you know, Disney's done a decent job with the Avengers and all the Marvel properties that they own.
But, they've done a little better than they've done
decent.
Better than decent.
Jesus.
I don't know. There's things we've talked about this, man.
Yeah, but I mean, well, in terms of okay, forget the artistry, where you like them, where you're not, and just from a business standpoint, right?
No, business standpoint, I got no problem with it.
They've hit it.
It is pretty money, man.
Yeah, exactly. this is what they do. Whether it be Pixar, their own animation studio, and they make good consistently. But
no,
good
but
moves.
Pixar is a different story, dude. They're not doing any Marvel stuff.
Who's not doing Marvel?
No,
Disney?
But Pixar.
But Pixar's still under the Disney umbrella.
No,
umbrella,
I understand
yeah.
what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, a Pixar Disney movie would be, or I mean, sorry, a Pixar Marvel movie would be amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you meant I'll give. Well, it is. It's called The Incredibles. I mean, that
no, that's a
fantastic.
Great movie.
That's not the Fantastic Four.
That is Fantastic Four. The best version of Fantastic Four we've ever seen.
Yes.
Not that it says a whole lot, but no, but Incredibles is amazing of that movie. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, they'll make money, obviously. They're going to make money. This is what Disney does, right? They're not going to screw it up. You know, they're going to make good, solid movies. The thing is, my issue is a couple of things. One, they can put in Fantastic Four in the Marvel Universe. That's fine. It makes sense. I get that. in the current MCU. X-Men doesn't.
I'm not sure if I want to see, you know, the X-Men or Fantastic Four in the MCU.
I agree. I don't either.
I don't think you need to anymore. If it's gone 10 years, 20 movies without it, there's no point of rocking the boat. Keep it separate. That's fine.
And that's not to say they may do that. I'm just saying I don't know. But they can take, if they wanted to, and say, oh, okay, now let's throw in the Avengers and X-Men, if they want to. I don't want to see that because then they have to reboot it. We don't want to do that, obviously. This is another reboot. Forget it. The tone for X-Men's, I mean, this is a movie about, let's strip it down. It's about, you know, racism and all that, of course, equality, acceptance. Right. Those are deep things that Marvel movies just don't really dive into. They're very fluffy and they're great, and I like them. I entertain them. I like Marvel, of course. X-Men's not that, you know, it shouldn't be treated like that. And so toss them in there, making it light. I don't think it fits, because we're used to what Fox has been giving us. And they've done a pretty good job. I mean, they've screwed up a couple of times, but, you know, they're giving us the first two X-Men really good. The X-Men First Class, Days of Future Past was great. Yes. Logan was fantastic. So Deadpool, I mean, hello, we got part two. And the only thing I will see, I will be for this, is if Disney, which they've done before, is like with Miramax and Touchstone, back in the day, and they used those to kind of do the smaller radar movies. New Line Cinema was theirs. Mm-hmm. If they leave it as the 20th Century Fox, it's still under the umbrella of Disney, but leave it that way it is. That way they can make those movies rated R, darker tones, whatever, and not really, people are not going to associate Fox with Disney and hurt their brand or their image.
That's true.
They've done it before, and they'll do it again, obviously. So if they do something like that, fine. Then I'm all for it. No problem. You know they're going to make good movies, and if some of the creative people at Fox continue to do what they do, leave them alone. Because, I mean, it's hard for Disney to say we're going to redo Deadpool when Deadpool is clearly really successful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do they really want to mess that up? I mean, I would suspect not, but again, that's just me. But Deadpool does not mix with any MCU character by any stretch of the imagination. They just do not belong together. They don't. You're right. They don't belong together. So we'll see. I mean, and I think this may be a good play for them when it comes to their streaming service next year, which I thought about as well, where, okay, now they there's more meat there on the bone, like as far as what movies they can offer there, because now they own all these properties and they can put all these movies out. Okay. That makes sense. And then they said recently it's going to come out cheaper on Netflix for whatever that's worth in terms of the pricing and all that. So we'll see. Right now, I'm not buying into it. We get more information. I just hope they don't leave things the way they are, especially next year if Deadpool kills it, if the new mutants is good, and hopefully the Dark Phoenix is good. They don't screw that up again.
Those pictures, though.
Yeah. Well, there's a picture. Man, there's that. The Entertainment Weekly picture is always bad. Entertainment Weekly never has good pictures. They're always Photoshop. They look stupid, whatever. But I'm not reading too much into that. But if those movies are good, I don't want that. That Disney buys them. Don't mess it up. I can't see them. They're like, okay, Dark Phoenix is a smash. So say, for example, for argument's sake, are they really going to take that hit and it's just, oh, let's reboot it? I don't see that happening. The fans will be upset. I'm sure that if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of deal. So we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
This is my favorite story so far the last couple of weeks. Tarantino doing potentially the Star Trek, the next or a Star Trek movie. He had discussions with J.J. Abrams. He pitched an idea for a story. They liked it. Pitched it to Paramount. They liked it, loved it. I guess they hired the writing team. I think they settled finding the writer who did like Quentin Tarantino. Revenant. They what?
They just like Quentin Tarantino.
I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean,
I
mean, hey, that's fine.
I gotta see Harry Mudd.
You see what?
Harry Mudd.
Harry Mudd.
You gotta be a Star Trek fan, man. Yeah, he's a character.
I like Star Trek, but not that deep into the lore.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
For real.
I'm not a quote-unquote Trekkie.
We just lost our Star Wars fans.
For real. Mike, I know. I mean, I think we all like Tarantino, right? Am I wrong? I don't think I'm saying that. I'll give you that. And this is fascinating. I mean, Tarantino and Star Trek mixing up. And they said he wants to – one of the conditions was that it be rated R. It has not confirmed with directing, and we don't know how that's going to turn out. But So now we got a rated R, potentially Tarantino directed. I'm sure he had a hand in writing, of course. Star Trek flick.
A rated R, five-hour Star Trek.
It might be 4 hour with Samuel Jackson. You got to toss Samuel Jackson. He's gonna be in both universes, Star Trek and Star Wars.
Beam me up,
motherfucker. These goddamn Klingons on my ship. Damn, Romulans everywhere. So this is fascinating, man. I mean, Mike, what were your thoughts when you heard this, man?
I think it's great. I listen. Anytime we get Quentin Tarantino and a property that we're familiar with, it's interesting to me.
To me, I don't know if it even fits. Like Chewie, I mean, I don't see Star Trek and Tarantino based on all of his previous work.
I mean, I'm kind of torn because I don't know if he's the right fit for the story. Well, I mean, you could screw it up.
You can screw it up.
It's not that hard to screw it up, man. Because he's not a sci-fi guy by any stretch of the imagination.
That we know of.
I mean, what do we know? We've seen all his movies. We know what he's written. Yeah. And there ain't no sci-fi element in any single one of them, okay? Yeah. Which is fine because obviously at the end of the day it's about the story, right? A good story, whatever the setting, the genre,
right? And which they like. I mean, Tarantino's a good director. A good director should be able to do anything.
He's a great storyteller, yes. Right? And some of the movies that we've seen that we like, you know, iconic movies and iconic scenes and characters, you know. Agreed. Let's see, you know, now he's gonna get, you know, a fairly hefty budget. You know, it's a Star Trek property. It's not, you know, it's just
so weird to wrap. I mean, I'm excited as hell because, okay, Tarantino on Star Trek, I got to see what this is about. And if it goes through, but it's unconfirmed where he's directed, I mean, it could just be his story and someone else does it. Fine.
Right.
But I don't know if he's going to use the same characters. I mean, my vision would be for him to do something like just like something in a Star Trek universe. We got the ships and the, you know, beaming up and yeah, Klingons and all stuff like that. But just take like a not using the current cast or character, just like a different side of side characters that in the Star Trek universe, a different ship, maybe a ragtag bunch of guys, bounty hunters, whatever it is, something like that, that kind of fits his style. But again, the guys that kind of do some underhanded stuff under the Federation, you know, they don't get caught, whatever. Something along those lines, as long as he doesn't throw out the N-word out there. If he does, I'm walking out of that one. Because that word comes out. And that
he's going to make a handful eight in space.
Oh, my God. No. We're not doing a Captain Kirk Unchained.
Captain Kirk Unchained.
It's not gonna work.
Jackie O'Hara. You know.
Spock. All right, now we're going too far.
You see what my tricorder says? It says "Bad Mother."
Maybe we'll hear the Ezekiel speech healthy right before he goes one of the Klingon warriors.
Before Yeoman Johnson goes down.
The path of the righteous man, you know. Roman Johnson won't dig on swine either.
I found one of these red shirts.
Okay, everybody, well, we have to make an abrupt cut there. We had some technical issues, unfortunately, but we're back here. And we're actually doing this in a 2-day stretch. We started yesterday, and we're continuing today. Obviously, we're talking about Tarantino and all that, so there's no really easy transition back into that. So we're going to go on to the next topic. But before that, the only fortunate thing about doing this over 2 days is that, like we talked about beginning of the show, was the screening yesterday for Star Wars. And the reactions came in fast and furious overnight and in the morning.
There was an embargo, though, right?
Well, there's an embargo for the review until Tuesday morning, but the social media reactions are free to go. So there was a bunch of tweets and social media reactions across the board. And did you guys see any of these, Mike?
I didn't.
No, I didn't And see a single one. I've been busy all day. Sorry.
Oh, no, no. Okay,
I've been busy watching football.
Exactly.
Dude, these reactions came out before football, just for the record. I'm going to read just a couple here, right? Just so you're going to get a sense of what everybody's saying. This is obviously non-spoilers. It's just initial reactions online. Just one here. Last Jedi is absolutely fantastic, gripping, touching, funny, and powerful with gorgeous shots and the most badass battles. When it gets going, holy crap, does it get going. Hands down, the best Star Wars movie since Empire. Another tweet. Luke was right. This is not going to go the way you think. The Last Jedi will shatter you and then make you whole again. Another tweet. Last Jedi is incredible, incredibly satisfying, and hands down, Mark Hamill's best performance as Luke Skywalker.
Last performance as Luke Skywalker. No, I'm just kidding.
Spoiler alert!
So says Chewie. Prediction?
You're so wrong. Another one here. It makes some big, impressive, and surprising moves that I definitely didn't expect. Not all the plot is exactly perfect, but the character work is excellent. It's a fantastic, amazing scene. Luke Skywalker back in action. Holy balls, Ryan crushes it out. Dear God, I hope I picked this tweet. It means The Last Jedi made me feel like a kid again. Hell yeah. Last Jedi is everything intense, funny, emotional, exciting. It's jam-packed with absolutely jaw-dropping moments. I love it so much. I'm still shaking. The Last Jedi is so different, exciting, surprising, so many emotions, so many amazing moments. Stay away from all spoilers. It's mind-blowing. I mean, Geek Kevin, and so forth and so forth. That's kind of been the general consensus of some of these tweets. So they're not just good. They are pretty much singing his praises. So this only kind of helps build the excitement. This is going to be awesome. And I heard this from a lot of tweets saying this. I keep hearing more tweets that I read. A lot of unexpected things are happening. So you see a lot of twists and turns here that nobody figured out, that kept under wraps. And that's a good thing. Another tweet said the best moments are don't even appear anywhere near the trailers.
Good.
That's also good. Man, exactly. They're raving about this, man. Oh, my man. I'm so excited. This is a bunch of those. You can go in there. IGN has a collection of them, and Hollywood Report they put them all in one article. So that's good, man. I mean, it's good news for us. This looks like they're going to hit it out of the park. They said even though it's long, it doesn't feel that way at all. So that's great. The only complaint I heard from, like, people was what Finn's story wasn't that good, but that's about it. Everything else is on point, and so that's awesome. So I can't wait for this damn thing. Woo, it's going to make tons of money. Like I said, Chewie says watching it on Friday. I think I'm going on Thursday. I got to figure it out. But we'll do a show, obviously, like we talked about earlier. We'll reconvene for a spoilerific, and we'll get in-depth with that.
Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday?
Probably. Yeah, well, as early as possible. I mean, whatever.
I just don't think I'm going to get there before Monday. I'm going to try, but I don't think I can.
Okay. That's fine. Well, whenever all three watch it, we'll get to where we convene, and we'll do it that way. But it looks good. It sounds great from everybody's talking about. So that's great news for all of us, our Star Wars fans out there. But a couple of things that, obviously, since we had to elongate this session over 2 days, I want to cut down to a couple of things. I'm going to touch on a couple of big trailers that came out, which is definitely worthy of talking. We'll talk about the worst one first, anyway, in my opinion. And that was the Jurassic World, whatever it's called, Fallen Kingdom or some of that. Mm-hmm. Chewie, your thoughts on the trailer?
I'm not excited for it. I just didn't. It didn't do it for me. I don't know.
It looked terrible. I did. I looked stupid. It just looked dumb. Mike, what did you think about it?
Actually, this guy I work with is a huge fan of Jurassic Park, and he was totally nonplussed by it.
I know. I just wasn't.
Then I saw, like, a tweet from the director saying that there's only footage from, like, the first hour. I'm like, okay, and?
That's what I'm saying. But the idea is dumb. I mean, so apparently, this is what I gather, the island is a volcano all of a sudden, which I never showed before. It's erupting, and then they decide to go out there and have this new organization to help save the dinosaurs. So their great idea is to go in back to the island, which is inhabited by dinosaurs gone wild, and try to bring them back.
Dinosaurs gone wild.
You know?
It's a spring break at Isla Nublar.
It might as well be, dude. The pick of the Cancun. You know?
I'm like, what is this? What, does that make any sense? What? How could that even go right? And I just, it's really shitty writing. I said that day, and the shots look boring. I was like, I was bored. I mean, they gave away that T-Rex shot, and I was like, okay, they probably should have saved that. We've seen that, you know, T-Rex saved, you know, somebody at the last moment. Yeah, like 20 times already.
It's ridiculous, right?
It's stupid. It's dumb.
Because
it's
they're just, like sharks of land, right? Like shark. There's no brains.
It comes out of nowhere. It's just, I don't know. It looked really bland, and I'm sure it's going to make tons of money, but I'm so unexcited about it. And not that I love the first, Jurassic World anyway. I thought it was okay. But this was a huge step down, and that's, and it seems like that you're right, too. I think you mentioned, was it the first hour they showed? Like, apparently the footage is from the first hour of the movie.
Yeah, or they picked snippets from the first hour, so.
It looked like that.
People know that's not the whole point of the movie. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is the point of the movie. They escape it. They miraculously get this giant beast out of there, and they ship them somewhere, and they escape and let loose wherever they're at. That's
exactly. At Jurassic Park number 2.
Yeah, Lost Woods. That's exactly what's going. I mean,
it's a la Mighty Joe Young and King Kong.
It's ridiculous. It's dumb. It looks stupid. But let's get down to the real trailer, which came out a couple weeks ago. We haven't talked about it yet, and that's, of course, Avengers, Infinity War, right? I mean, which, not that's a trailer for
that's how you do it, man.
That's how you get a trailer done. I thought it was awesome. I loved the trailer. Just the trailer. The movie might not be as great or whatever. We'll wait and see. But as far as the trailer is concerned, that's how you do it. Mike, we'll start with you. Get your thoughts on what you saw.
I thought it looked okay. I
okay.
Yeah,
wow. I know, dude. Whatever. Talk about tempering expectations.
No, for real. Dude, that was a good trailer. Come on.
Hey, I just had a McDonald's burger. It's okay.
You know, it's Checkers.
Checkers.
Nothing wrong with Checkers. Hey, man, those curly fries.
It's good. The curly fries are pretty good. I'll give you that. You don't seem like
the obvious. It was good.
You weren't blown away? No?
No, Chewy? Really.
I was blown.
Listen.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
Thanos, to me, I'm not digging it. But other than that, I thought it was great. I love Black Panther. I think that's going to be a great movie, and I think Infinity War is going to be great with Black Panther.
Well, what did you like about Thanos?
Like the way he looked? What did I like about him? I didn't like the way he looked. I just thought he looked a lot like...
That Steppenwolf?
That's hilarious.
Some way put it.
No, that's not what it was. It was just, I don't know, it just bothered me. It's okay.
Chewie loved it.
Dude. I had our nerdgasm, dude, watching it like 2 or 3 times, man. It's amazing, dude.
Nerdgasm.
I'm so excited for that movie, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait for May to get here. I'm like, wait, DC, WB, take notes.
For real, exactly, man.
That's how you get excited for a movie, you know?
Exactly. I mean, not to say, again, the movie might not be as good as we think, but that's beside the point. Just as far as what you saw in the trailer, it looked great. It was a great trailer.
As far as getting you excited for it, I mean, it didn't give you a lot, but it gave you enough of a little bit of Spider-Man, bring out a little Captain. Bring out... Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, right. The Black Panther was cool. He's get this man a shield. That was awesome. That was cool.
Yeah.
Cool
shot. Doctor Strange. Everybody, man.
That's what I'm saying. It looks huge. At the end with the Guardians of the Galaxy, that was cool.
Right. That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, that was awesome. That little thing. And it was totally different from the trailer they showed at Comic-Con.
Oh, not even close, man.
Yeah, there's a couple of similar scenes. I mean, I saw a bootleg of that one. So it didn't look great. But, I mean, a lot of different shots for the most part. This is funny because I don't know if this is, as far as the trailer spoiling anything, but there was the one scene with Vision and he's on the ground yelling, and I guess they're doing something.
Trying to take his
stone away.
Mind stone or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is that a sign that it's a wrap for Vision?
Oh, it could be.
I've heard that.
I mean, someone's got to go down. If no one goes down.
People are going down, dude. They've talked about it enough.
But it has to be good people. It can't be a Hawkeye, you know. Yeah. Fucking, you know. I mean, come on.
But I like
Hawkeye,
man.
What's that? The
You know, it can't be Wong.
No, Wong. You know.
It can't be Wong. We love Wong.
Black Widow, nobody cares.
You know, it's gotta be
Iron Patriot or whatever. War Machine.
Oh God, he should have died last week.
Ant-Man.
I like Ant-Man. You know he's not dying.
I mean, it has to be. Well, Thor ain't going. I would assume it had to be the Iron Man or Captain America.
I mean, who knows? That's what makes it big. You don't know who's going to be off.
Series after Avengers Infinity.
Well, they ask him in part 4, which again is very possible with all the changes that they're alluding to.
Oh yeah, the new next phase. Yeah, phase
right.
Four.
But
right, the thing about the talk is Sebastian Stan being the new Cap.
Yeah, I mean, I see some. I think if someone has to die to build the stakes for the next Infinity Wars. If no one dies in part 4, it's like the stakes just aren't there. It's like, okay, well, whatever. Something's going down. So hopefully, it looked great. The shot was great. The effects look fantastic. And hey, man, I can't wait for next year. I mean, and you're right, Mike. Black Panther, comes out first. That looks great. And I think that one's probably going to lead right into Infinity War, which should, because it's the last movie before we get Infinity War.
Right.
Correct.
So something's going to be, I can't wait for that. Oh my, next year's going to be awesome. Well, we'll get into next year, obviously, a little bit later. Those are the big things in terms of the movie stuff. Let's get into some TV talk. Punisher. And I finished it. Chewie, you finished it.
I finished it.
Mike?
Done.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's just start with Chewie. Get you, before we get, we're not going to get too spoilerific on this. Just try to avoid spoilers, but let's dig a little deeper on this one. Chewie, just initial thoughts as far as now you've seen the whole season.
I mean, it was one of my favorite Marvel TV Netflix series by far. The acting, the characters, the story, and you know, not too long, just long enough, and it just kind of crescendoed at those last three episodes. I thought it was outstanding series.
Agreed, Mike.
I also agree. In fact, I felt like it worked at 13 episodes instead of some of the others where you felt like it went a little long. I think it was the third best Marvel series behind Daredevil season 1 and Jessica Jones, and then Punisher, and then Daredevil season 2.
Wait, where's the Iron Fist, dude? Is that a mistake? Do you want to amend your last statement, or are you sticking with
it? The non-Emmy Award-winning Iron Fist.
The non-Emmy Award-winning Iron Fist, yes.
Didn't it win for costumes?
No.
I don't know. They put a bag over everybody's head? Sure, maybe. But other than that, no, I don't see that at all. That didn't win anything. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I love the show. I said before I thought it could have been potentially the best one. After seeing it all, I think it is the best one for me. I mean, it's close to Daredevil 1 or 2. You can pick either one. It's close. You know, I guess you can nitpick one or the other. But for me, I thought it was great, man. You're right. 13 episodes was just enough for this series. Because, Mike, you said it. The other ones had run about 2 or 3 episodes too long. Iron Fist ran about 11 episodes too long. The rest of
actually ran about 13 episodes too long.
Maybe. But the other ones have definitely been like, it could have been 10 to 8 to 10 episodes each one. It would have been great. This one really, it really built well. You're right. The last three episodes were fantastic. And it's just so different than any other Marvel shows, or TV shows anyway.
Yeah, because it's not relying on a special power, superhuman. It's borderline regular Joe, where obviously.
Exactly. It's a very well-grounded story, essentially. And it's real life. Obviously, they were unafraid to tackle the subjects of, you know, obviously PTSD and gun control and whatever.
And that's what I thought. As a veteran, I thought that was a great part of it. It was really interesting.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of veterans, that people I work with, and that they love that aspect and how realistic it was. And they stayed true to form. It wasn't exploited or already done. It was done just right. Those are the kind of things that obviously veterans go through. I'm sure, Mike, you're familiar with that.
Right.
More so than myself with Chewie. It was so well done, man. I mean, and this guy, what's his name? The Punisher. I fight his name. Shane.
No, John.
John Bernthal. Yeah, he was awesome. He was awesome.
He was incredible.
He was fantastic. He is the Punisher. I couldn't. I mean, I talk about perfect casting. that came through. I mean, he was awesome. And I like the villain too, man. I thought he came out pretty well. We talk about Marvel does TV show anyways, does Marvel villains well. This one was, man. It was. I thought it wasn't just one villain,
you know.
There was a couple, but the main guy was his friend, obviously.
Billy Russo.
I'm sorry. That had a great scene with him and his mom. I thought that was awesome. It was brilliant.
Oh my god, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that really set him up well and gave him that. This prevented him from being one dimensional kind of character. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was great. Yes. It hit on marks, man. It was graphic, but it was well done. It was, like I said, it was this hardcore.
The flashbacks, the interlocution, no, the flashbacks,
there's all kinds of stuff in this.
And the memories.
Thomas Howell scene.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. The one scene I love is, I think it's episode 11 or 12. It's called the one called Home, where he's being tortured. Tortured and got his memories.
That was
wife.
12. That was 12. 12.
Okay, 12. Okay. Yeah. His wife, and they're going back and forth. She's like, "You ready to come with me?" And she's
that
like,
was,
oh.
Yeah. And I texted you when I was watching it. I was like, that was the best episode yet.
It was.
No, yeah, I agree. It was
followed
it was
by Memento Mori.
Yeah, I was just fantastic show. What a good show, man. For me, like I said, I mean, you put Devil ahead of it. I have no problem with that. I get it. That's just my. I just thought this was the best one out of all of them. But it was like I said, I love Daredevil 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely put
I
ahead
think
of just...
this is better than season 2 Daredevil, but not as good as Daredevil season 1. Just because Daredevil season 1 had the freaking Kingpin in it.
Yes.
It was really good.
Oh, no, yeah, he's been the best villain, and true, I think you mentioned last week, and that's the edge that that show had over this one. Just for me, because, again, I think I weighed more as far as the episodes, and just the length of it was just perfectly set, 13 episodes, just for the first time worked for a Marvel TV series. It ended at the right time. It set up next season really great. I'm sure they're going to have another one, hopefully. But it's good. Like I said, this is a show, again, I said it last time, that I think you can watch without having to be familiar with the Marvel TV universe or whatever you want to call it. You can probably pick up because it is so realistic and so grounded. It's almost like a crime drama, I guess you could say. For the most part. Yeah, in a way. So because that this really, like you're right, there's no superhero elements to it like we get in the other show, which is fine.
Yeah.
But this one went a completely different route. Kudos to them. Man. I thought they hit out of the park, man. So.
But in a way, it's true to the comic book. So.
Nothing with the comic book, so I can't speak to that. But Mike, is it something? I mean, do it tackle those kind of issues in the comic book too, or
sort
out of curiosity?
Not really, but again, like I said, there was just the character itself. There's just so much anger and vengeance there that it was amazing.
Oh yeah, that's all he knows. That's all. That's what drove him. It's a good job of highlighting that. So. Kudos to excellent show, man. I can't wait for next season. And next year, we're going to get what? Daredevil 3, Jessica Jones 2.
Jessica Jones 2.
And I believe
Luke Cage.
So we're going to get hopefully it's not. Well, I'm sure it'll be Iron Fist. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. But those, at least we're going to get those three next year. So that's a good thing. So you know, hopefully the momentum continues. Because I think this brought it back to life because I think Iron Fist and Defenders were received. You know, Iron Fist had issues and Defenders was just mediocre, right? More or less.
It was just kind of like there.
It was there. It was just that kind of almost like an epilogue, wrapping things up, and let's move on to the next series of the next phase of this, whatever they're going for. So, but be that as it may, still a really good show, great, excellent show. Definitely watch it. Another one to touch base on. I know Chu, you mentioned before you saw a couple episodes. Mike, I don't think you started yet, and that's Dark.
Yes,
that German series.
Yeah, it's a German series. I'm unfamiliar with it. It just came out like two weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I finished watching it. Yeah, it's a German show. It's dubbed in English, and I don't think they have the sub. Because even the subtitles, the voice is still dubbed anyway. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't mess it up then.
No, I tried. It just doesn't work. It's dubbed no matter what. But it's not a big deal. It's great high production. So this is, you know, it's a German show. Might as well be an American show. So good it looks. Dude, fascinating show, man. I really like this show. I mean. I know that I heard comparisons to Stranger Things, and no, it's got nothing to do with Stranger Things. It's a completely different topic where Stranger Things was more character-based and obviously more the mysteries and the monsters.
Mm-hmm.
This was more about time travel.
Yeah, there's not that fantasy element, but it's more of that sci-fi element to it.
Exactly, and I love time travel,
There's nothing as far as reminiscing. I mean, because I know it goes back to like mid 80s, but it's not, you know, whereas this show what was 80s trope as far as, you know, Train of Thing. This is not. This is just obviously the element of the show as far as going back 30 years to forwards and backwards in the same town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't really rely on the nostalgic factor that Train of Things had. So yeah. Like I said, those comparisons are way off base. Because I don't know if people get the wrong impression thinking they're going to see another Stranger Things, because you're not.
No, it's not.
you're not. And it's not a show that has great characters per se, but the story itself is the character. Mm-hmm. And two, when we start getting into it, it's like, man, it's really interesting. And they actually travel back to 33 years, even further back.
Oh, okay, good.
86, 50-something, and you know, been back. And I think the current year is 2019 on the show.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's correct.
Exactly. So it's a small little town. Something's going wrong. There's a nuclear power plant, which could be the cause of everything. Who knows? And apparently there is this time travel element that everything ties everything together. So it's fascinating. Like I said, it's hard to talk about without spoiling anything. So obviously I won't. But I want to circle back to this next time. And when you guys finish it, Mike, for sure, I think you like time travel. I think you're going to like the show.
Yes.
You know, it's very interesting. It's not an amazing show, but it's a good, fascinating show. It's got good subject matter, and it handles the time travel well, which is the most important part. If a lot of these shows have a lot of holes with time travel, they don't get it right. This show seems to kind of tie everything in pretty well. I would like to get your thoughts once you finish watching the show, but that's one I definitely recommend. You definitely check out. And this month we got, I think on Netflix, since we're on the subject of, we got Bright coming out. I can't wait to see how bad that is.
December 22nd on Netflix. Oh, subscribers.
Man. I'm so excited.
Very excited.
Oh, I'm excited. I really am.
I'm going to be on vacation. I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm excited because I really want to. I hope this is really shitty. I really do. I'm not
Avengers excited, but I still want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm excited for the wrong reasons. Don't get me wrong. It's just in Star Wars level excitement. Relax. But I say, and then we also get Black Mirror at the end of the month.
Yes.
I know, Mike, you are into Black Mirror. Fair. Chewie, are you?
I am not.
Have you seen any of them?
No, I haven't really seen any of the episodes. I've seen the trailers.
Dude.
Yes.
Look, when you guys jump on The Expanse, I'll jump on the Black Mirror, okay?
Dude, just jump on Black Mirror, dude. Just jump on it. It's great, dude. What you got vacation. You compare it to,
let me Jose. Finish Dark. Let me finish Bright. Then I'll think about it.
It's a sci-fi based Twilight Zone. The best way to describe it.
How about like a good mix between Twilight Zone and Tales from the Dark Side? That kind of.
Yeah, something like that. I bet all technology based and the dangerous technology, where it's headed, and it's an anthology. The first season is short. Chewy, so like four episodes. The first 2 years, only six the third year. So it's short. And I saw some of the early reviews for this one as saying this is overall top to bottom the best season. It doesn't have the best episodes, doesn't hit the peaks of some other seasons there, but overall it's a much better season. And could do season three, I thought was great of Black Mirror. And I thought, Mike, that one episode that won the Emmy, the San Juniper with the two girls in the 80s, I thought to me that was probably as close to as good as the best hour of television all last year. Including any show. Top three, top five. Easily. It was
actually, I'll go one more on you there. I think that episode might be one of the best episodes I've ever seen of episodic television. It was really good.
I mean, it's so good. The writing, it's phenomenal. I mean, I don't want to... Chewie, just watch that episode alone. It's so good, man. Oh, my God.
I'll get around to it eventually.
And Mike, you may be right. Maybe one of the best... Right. Episodic episodes I've ever seen. It's that good. That's a very powerful episode, very thought provoking, being very subtle at the same time. It's amazing, really great. Anyone's not watching Black Mirror, it's a quick watch. You can jump around because, like I said, it's anthologies. So, you know, you can watch season three, season two, mix it up. Who cares? Or just pick the ones that sound interesting to you, and check it out. And season four is coming out. And I think they got some kind of show. Mike, we saw one of the trailers. It's like a take on Star Trek or something. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to look kind of interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. That comes out on December 29th, right after you finish off, you wear off this thing that is Bright. You can jump on and shower yourself with a good show like Mirror. So anything else, guys, on TV? I haven't really been watching a whole lot, but you guys see anything? I know Mr. Robot, I get it, yada, yada.
Like, are we talking about this damn show already?
I'm going to binge it next week. Now the final episode
is Wednesday, Eric. Season finale is season three, and it's about damn time. You can talk about it.
And I'll watch it within like less than a week. So relax. Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. Anything else, Mike? Have you seen anything, Mike, that jumped out?
I actually been watching a show called Shot in the Dark, which is about news stringers in Los Angeles. That's pretty good. That was just added to Netflix last week. Other than that, I'm watching Star Trek Discovery right now.
And, I heard there was a little controversy where they dropped like an F. I don't know what as an F bomb, but it was a curse word or something. Or
yes,
I don't know. People are losing their minds. I'm like,
God forbid, Tarantino does
exactly. And I ain't gonna talk about it because we had the break in between. But also, I wanted to mention that. But yeah, if they go crazy about that, oh my God, it's gonna be picketing the Tarantino. But I heard about that. I was like, okay, I thought it was kind of funny. I guess
it's
I haven't
a good show,
it.
Dude. It's not bad.
I heard it's good. I heard it's okay. I heard it's good. Saw it, especially for those Trekkies, quote unquote, out there and all that. Chewy, anything else that you saw or?
Yeah, I just started. I forgot. Happy started last week on Sci-Fi with Christopher Maloney. I saw the first episode. I'm like, wow, it's good stuff, man.
Really?
Very graphic. I mean, it's just one episode in, but it was very, very good.
Okay, yeah, I heard about it. Just having again, I'm still trying to catch up. And yes, Mr. Robot's on the slate.
thank God.
Please.
Yes,
with,
please.
I know. Relax. At least I said up at the beginning I was gonna watch it at the end. It's like it's.
Okay. Well, the end is near. Dude,
I
finally. Know.
So I delayed it on purpose, and you guys were worried. So I had that going for me. So that's that's about the time we got today. Definitely, we're gonna. Next week's gonna be solely a Star Wars based episode. I'm super excited. I can't wait. This week's gonna go really slow until I see this damn movie. come on already. But before we go, any parting words there, Mike?
No, I'm good, man. I just want to say hello, Merry Christmas to all my peeps. If I don't speak to anybody, other than that, I'm good.
Awesome, Chewy.
Shout out to my wife and kids as always. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Holidays coming up. I'll say it here first. I'm going to beat you in both leagues like a drum.
Fantasy football. Poor Chewy.
I will avenge for my son. Worst uncle ever.
I'll put it this way. This will be my parting shot. I just beat Chewy's son in the playoff. But I'll say this.
Shame.
I'll save my Christmas wishes for next week and all that. But if talking about fantasy, we're comparing myself and Chewy. Chewy, you have had a good year. You are like the Justice League, and I am like Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
We shall see about that.
Justice League was nice. I like enjoy. Had his issues, of course. But Last Jedi, come on, bro. Really? And with that, I bet everybody
we'll rewrite that narrative when it's all said and done.
We shall see. All right, everybody. Appreciate you guys listening. See you guys next week.
Peace.